Eventually, we'll all know someone who has lost a child through death. It's so very difficult to even imagine the loss of one of your children that it's almost impossible to put yourself in the shoes of the parent who's grieving. The most stressful experience in life is the loss of a child. It's even more crushing than facing your own death, as any parent who's lost a child can tell you. The better we understand the process of grieving, the better we are able to provide support to the parent who is suffering. The average length of time it takes to recover from the loss of a child is, and this is true, about 9 years. Contrast that with the 2 years it typically takes to get used to the death of a spouse or one's own parent. When I work with grieving parents, they tell me they're in such a fog of disbelief and sorrow that they don't remember much of the first few months after their child died. The brain and heart struggle to both grasp the loss. Of course, your mind knows the child is dead, but you just can't believe it emotionally because the reality is not acceptable. You want to tell them something or give them a call, and then you remember they're gone. You go to do something for them, and then you remember they're gone. Some parents tell me they wake up in the night thinking over and over through the story of how their child died. And this is the mind's way of developing a storyline, a narrative, that explains what happened to take the child away. The storyline gets reviewed hundreds of times, even if nothing changes in the narrative. The parent may tell the same story of the child's death many times. Just let them continue to repeat themselves, because it's a healthy process that builds a step towards acceptance. Eventually, the heart can face that the child's death is really true, and then the mind revisits the story less often. The parent repeats themselves less often. The parent may forever talk about their lost child, proud stories about their accomplishments, quirky, silly stories, or wondering how their life might have unfolded. There's comfort in keeping the child present by talking about them. It's not living in the past or refusing to get over it. The talking about the child is a good thing, necessary to most parents trying to recover from their child's death. There's not much you can do as a friend that makes the grieving parent actually feel better. Only the passage of many years can lessen the burden of their pain. What you can do is stay in touch, even though their company may be difficult because they're so sad or keep repeating themselves, asking unanswerable questions like why. You can allow them to grieve in whatever way best suits them. If they don't want to talk about it, leave them be. If they want to talk about it, listen. If they're angry, let them be angry. There is no sequence of stages to be walked through, no formula that should be followed. Grief and acceptance of loss is different for each person, and as long as they don't become self-destructive, they're probably getting through it the best way they know how. Besides being there at the beginning and letting them follow their own path through grief, stay in touch over the years to come. Talk with them on their child's birthday, on the day their child passed away. The worst thing would be for them to feel everyone has forgotten their dear child and has gone on with their lives, while the parent's life has changed forever. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.